This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, December 15th. God's word to you today is ponder versus wonder. Our scripture is taken from Psalm 119, verses 105 to 106, and it says, "Your words are a flashlight to the path ahead of me, and keep me from stumbling. I've said it once, and I'll say it again and again. I will obey these wonderful laws of yours." This is taken from the Living Bible. To be positioned for God's blessings, particularly this season and beyond, we have to cooperate like Joseph, celebrate like the shepherds, and contemplate like Mary. Mary contemplated. Luke 2 verses 17 to 19 says, "When they had seen him, they told him what the angels had said about this child. Everyone was amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured these things and continued to think about them." This is taken from the New Century Version. What did Mary do right? Mary paid attention. The others were amazed, but Mary paid attention. Do you pay attention to God's word? God has been speaking to us all through the year. There have been things that burned in your heart. What did you do with these words? Did you ponder, or were you just amazed? Did you ponder? Did you take the word and wrestle quietly with it, pondering on God's word like Mary did? While everyone else wondered, Mary pondered. To get all that God has for you and me this season and beyond, we have to go beyond wondering at God's word to pondering on God's word. Everyone was amazed, flabbergasted, if you will. They wondered about all that the shepherds said. You would think that would mean something, right? But it did not. Mary was amazed, but she moved beyond being amazed to pondering. Mary thought about it and about what it would mean. In John 2, at the wedding in Cana of Galilee, Mary said to Jesus, "They have no wine." And Jesus responded, "What is my business with that?" But Mary went ahead to instruct the servants to do whatever Jesus tells them to do. Why? It is because she had incubated Jesus. Mary knew the word. She was a woman of the word. Are you a woman of the word? Or are you a woman of the world? Are you a man of the word? Or are you a man of the world? What dictates your decisions? What is it going to be? The word or the world? If you want to be blessed like Mary, you have to contemplate continually on God's word. The question is, what will happen if you contemplate God's word this season? James 1 verse 25 says, "But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it." The Bible did not say that God will bless you for highlighting the word or underlining the word. These perhaps are the signs of pondering, but pondering should lead to doing, and God will bless you for doing. So, because you will ponder on God's word this Christmas, God's blessings are assured. Joshua 1 verse 8 says, "Study this book of instruction continually, meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do." In addition to God's blessings resting upon us this season, when we ponder on God's word, we will succeed in everything we do. This Christmas, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God's blessings will rest on you, and you will succeed in all you do. In Jesus' name. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I ask for the grace to meditate on and do God's word. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.